The following is an exclusive sports presentation from 102.3 FM KGDC2. As the College Place High School Hawks take to the hardwood for exciting basketball action. And now here's the voice of Hawks basketball, Brent Powers, on Walla Walla's KGDC2.
Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. We come to you from the road up in the Yakima Valley. Going to take on first place Zilla, the Lady Hawks at 2-11. Taking on the Leopard team that is undefeated in league play. They are 14-0, 17-2 overall. And when we played them back on January 6th at home, it was pretty. We got tuned up on to the tune at 77-16. And the Bruins Lady are coming up kind of a heartbreaking loss at home against Kybee last night. A game trailed at 1 point by 19, then tied it up twice in the third and fourth quarters, but could not quite get over the hump and beat Kybee. Technically, it would have been an upset. And then, ideally, that also would have kept our playoff hopes alive, meager as they may be. But unfortunately, with that loss, I believe we are now mathematically eliminated from being able to obtain the postseason. So at this point, we're just playing for pride. And again, up here on the road in the Yakima Valley, it's going to be interesting what pride looks like against a Zilla Leopard team that is awfully tough. In this pregame, we'll take a look at that, a little closer look at that Kybee game, as well as our Zilla game from back on January 6th, as well as the standings in the SCAC. Other scores took place in the SCAC both last night and coming up this week, as well as the starting lineups, the opening tip-off, and all the action here is the Lady Hawks on the road up here in the Yakima Valley against Zilla. We'll be back with more. You're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent three sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plazaway Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call D.D. Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at Zilla Middle School up here in the Yakima Valley. The Lady Hawks warming up, getting ready to take on the Zilla Leopards. And the Lady Hawks, having lost last night, Tech High B at home 61-55. And it was a back and forth game. Though the Lady Hawks never led in it, we never let it get out of hand. We did have trouble in the first quarter. The Bears were up on a 16-6 after one quarter of play, but then we proceeded to outscore them. I believe it was a 13-4, 13-3. We got it within one. We were trailing 20-19, and then Kai B turned around and put a run on us. They closed out the quarter with a 13-0 run and led at halftime, 33-19. But then we fought back again in the third quarter, getting it to within 44-40, and then we ended up tying it twice at 50 and 53 in the fourth quarter, including two threes from Ellie Watson and one from Raheem and Duran. But the problem is we could not quite get in front of them, and then we ended up having to start fouling with about a minute and a half, and they started hitting free throws. In particular, Addie Messner going 4-for-4, and her sister Shelby also going at least 2-for-4, and because of those free throws, we end up losing by 6. And it's unfortunate that the last two games, we've had double-digit deficits, 16 against Connell, 19 against Kai B, and we came all the way back against Connell and very nearly did it against Kai B, starting to show some serious fight when we're down, and that's the sort of thing you can look to build on. But unfortunately, now we've gotten to a point in the season with only three games left. Zilla tonight, back home against Waluke on Tuesday, and then we'll close out the season on the road at Royal. But then it's unfortunate that we're coming up against the Zilla team that is, like I said, very, very tough. When we played them back on January 6th, we were down 31-3 after one quarter play, 52-6 at the half. And you know, we just had a three from Charlie Amick, and then one bucket from Lou Weaver, and Bertuk and Duran went 1-for-2 from the line. Meanwhile, let's see, who did the main people we have to watch out for include McKenna Klitsky, a junior forward. She had 14 points at halftime. Bella Valadez, their sophomore guard, had 13 points, and then Angelina Buck, a junior guard wing, also had 10 points. So we've got to try and contain all of those. We've got to find a way to deal with their press, and we've had better luck at dealing with that. But then we also have to get our offense going, and the Zilla defense makes that exceptionally difficult. We're going to take a break to honor the flag, and then we'll be back with starting lineups when we come back here to the Yakima Valley. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Why is Carrier equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including planned maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
Hopper Specialty Meats offers traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and all priced to be great values. Stop by and check out our newly stocked European mustards and pickles, California olive oil, and Louisiana Cajun hot sauces. You can also visit the recently opened Goodness Botanicals and the Rose Street Co-Kitchen right next door. Hopper Specialty Meats in the old Adams Tractor Building at 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Visit the Union Bulletin on your favorite device to see local sports stories and photography, plus the most comprehensive news and information about our Valley's people, places, and things to do. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live at Zella, they're announcing the bench players in what amounts to a pink out. Everybody is wearing pink, including the boys. I believe this is in honor of the Zella women's coach who succumbed to cancer last year. Unfortunately, I do not have her name. Take a look at the girls starting on the bench for Julie Hill. She'll have Grayson Tan available, as well as Annie Watson. Rahima Durand will be available, as will Harper Amick, Carly Ray, and Cece Perks. And is Emma Niemeyer out there? Emma, do I see you? Yes, I do. All right. Very good. So let's go ahead and take a look at the starting lineups for the Zilla Leopards. They are going to start a 5'4 sophomore guard in Vicky Wally. Wally ended up getting 2 points back on January 6th. They're going to start a 5'9 junior guard wing in number 3, Angelina Buck. She had 10 points all in the first half against us back home on January 6th. And then we got to watch out for their 6-foot junior wing forward, number 5, McKenna Kletsky. She has been a handful for years. She had 20 points earlier this month. They'll start a 5'5 junior guard in number 10, June Fiander. Fiander, 11 points, and 9 of those coming in the second half. And then finally rounding things out, they will have a 5'8 sophomore guard, number 33, Bella Valadez. 13 points against us in the first half. Finished with 15. For coach Julie Hill, she'll be starting the 5'6 senior, number 1, Charlie Amick. And paired with her in the backcourt will be the 5'5 senior, number 2, Bertukin Durand. And we're going with that short lineup. We'll have the 5'8 junior, the swing, number 3, Ayala Bryant. And the quarterback, the redhead, the 5'5 senior, number 5, Lou Weaver, will be out there, as will the 5'6 senior, number 10, Ellie Andrews. 3 threes against Kai B last night, helping us to get back into that game. We need her and Charlie to be hitting from the outside, but Zilla makes it very, very difficult to get shots off around the perimeter. So Zilla in home white with Halloween orange and black lettering. The Lady Hawks coming out in those road blacks with the orange lettering. And Ayala will step in. I suspect she's going to step in against Klitsky, but Zilla still is in their final huddle. And the Lady Hawks will be moving from right to left. Yeah, and it will be Bryant going against Klitsky. Klitsky, who is so tough down low. She gets her own rebound. She moves exceptionally well down there. She will fight for second chances, and she also finishes very well down low. A handful is the junior Klitsky. So the ref's making sure we're ready to go, and we're going to start just a little bit early there. There's the whistle, and the ball, and Klitsky's going to tip way in the backcourt, and I think Wally ended up tracking it down. No, she ended up driving down, and then her shot ended up being no good, and then fight for the rebound. Wally and Buck end up fighting with Weaver over it and ends up going out of bounds. So technically, Zilla won possession. We have no score as Lou Weaver will bring it up. She goes on the right wing to Ellie Andrews. Ellie now at the top to Bertukin. Bertukin now give to Charlie on the right wing. Klitsky's coming out on her. She's not going to allow Charlie any easy looks. Now to Ellie in the corner. Ellie dribbling around, 10 seconds on the shot clock. Kick out to Lou Weaver in the left corner for 3. Off the side of the rim, no good. And Klitsky will come down with the rebound. She's going to bring it up, then quickly going up court. Hits Wally, who wasn't looking for it. And Lou Weaver's going to end up picking up the loose ball. So Lou's going to come down, and then she ended up getting stripped by Klitsky. And quickly going to come up the other direction. She'll feed Buck on the right wing. Double clutches past Isla Bryant. Can't get the shot to drop. And Bertukin Durand will come down with the rebound. So we're a minute in, and yet no score. Weaver on the left wing to Bryant with, I believe that's Fiander coming on her. To Ellie Andrews at the top for 3. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Charlie Amick comes down with the rebound, then has it stripped by Valadez, then going up court to Wally, who got fouled by Bertukin Durand, and the shot rims in and out, no good, but Wally's going to go to the line for 2. Bertukin will pick up her first personal. Vicky Wally to the line. Let's see. What did she do? Did she go to the line? Nope. That's Kai B. I don't want to be looking at that. I want to be looking at Zilla. Wally's first free throw swirls in and out, no good. Yeah, her 2 points were just free throws in the third quarter back in January, and she went 2 for 2, so she's 0 for 1 right now. Wally's second offering, that one is good. One goose egg is off the board. Zilla 1, College Place nothing. And the Leopards are not pressing. They were pressing us relentlessly back in College Place. As we'll bring it up, give on the right wing to Amick. Amick with Valadez coming out on her to Bertukin at the top. She'll step into a three off the back of the rim. No good. Klitsky will steal the rebound from Andrews. She'll then go to Buck. Buck coming up the court. Now give to Valadez on the left wing for three. Swirls in and out. No good. Valadez, however, comes down with the rebound. Feeds Klitsky on the right block, who lays it up and in. 3-0 Zilla. Lady Hawks getting looks. Just there's a lid on the bucket as Weaver on the right wing to Bertukin. Duran, cross-court to Ellie Andrews with Valadez coming out on her. Now to Bryant at the top, and that is Buck coming out on her. She's then going to dribble to the right, goes up, and instead feeds to Bertukin. Cross-court to Ellie Andrews. Quickly, Valadez comes out. Ellie's going to step back for three, and hits it! Ellie Andrews with a step back. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. 5:47 to go in the first, and we're knotted. Valadez to Klitsky, deep on the right wing, to Valadez at the top. Valadez down the left wing to Buck. Swing around. Down low to Klitsky. Goes up against Bryant. Shot is no good, but Bryant fouled Klitsky. So Ayala will pick up her first, and Klitsky, who was 2 for 4 back in January, will go to the line for two. The Leopards are 1 for 2 so far this afternoon, and Klitsky swirls that one in and out. No good. Expect head coach Joel Yellow Owl to switch to a press if he feels that they're not getting to a lead quickly enough, as Klitsky can't rattle that one home either, but Buck somehow comes down with a rebound. She wanted to feed Klitsky. It was a bad pass, and Bertukin will pick up the loose ball. As Weaver's going to come driving down feed, wanted to feed Bryant. Valadez stepped in front of the pass. And then Lou Weaver harassed her out of bounds. Heads-up defense by the redhead. So Weaver will take it out at the end of the Zilla bench. She'll give to Bryant deep on the left wing. She'll hand off now to Lou with Fiander covering her. She'll then wants to drive in to Bryant. Whoa, shot ends up being no good. But then Bertukin Durand is there for the offensive rebound and put back. And Lady Hawks lead 5-3. Valadez. And we're going to have a timeout. Zilla with 5:03 to go in the first, and the Lady Hawks lead Zilla up here in the Yakima Valley 5-3. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla. L&G Ranch Supply.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
So Valadez will inbound after the timeout. Joel Yellow Owl did not like what his girls are doing, I think in particular on offense, as we inbound to Fiander, swing around to Wally, then in the corner to Valadez, who lost the ball out of bounds. Paige Favilla will spell Wally. Favilla also scoreless back January 6th, and Favilla has got the responsibility of guarding Weaver, and Favilla's all over her to Ellie Andrews on the right wing. Ellie dribbling into the key, kicking back out then to Bryant, fakes the shot, steps back, feeds to Ellie off the back of the rim, no good, long rebound's going to be tracked down by Buck, who wants to go up court, bad pass is going to be intercepted by Bertukin, feed to Lou at the top. She then drives in at the free throw line, steps in for a 15-footer. Lou Weaver with the two, and we're up 7-3. Quickly, going to go up court to, that was Buck? No, that was Fiander down the right wing with the easy transition lay-in, making it 7-5. College Place. Lou with Favilla all over her on the right wing to Charlie Amy. She'll step up on Klitsky and put up a three. That shot is no good. Valadez will pull down the rebound. Then goes up court to 15, who then feeds Klitsky down the right wing, who lays it up and in. Klitsky now with 4 points, and we're tied at 7. Transition buckets from the Leopards here, last two possessions. Charlie has the ball on the right wing with Klitsky coming out on her. Then we're going to have a pushing foul on Favilla, I believe. No, they're saying that foul's on Buck. She shoved Lou Weaver to the ground. So Wally will check back in and spell Angelina Buck. As Weaver will take it out far sideline. She'll feed to Bryant, close in. Hand back to Lou with Favilla just waiting to take her on. Now to Bertukin in the key. Lost the handle on the dribble. Andrews ends up with it, then feeds to Charlie. Oh, on the right wing, and she hits the Hank Warden Edward Jones three. If Charlie and Allie are both hitting, watch out. We're actually up 10-7 as Klitsky takes the ball in the key. Going to feed back out to Favilla. Now to Valadez at the top. Now Klitsky on the right wing. Now Valadez, now left wing. That is Fiander. Fiander handing off to Valadez for an NBA three and hits. Valadez from way downtown. A Hank Warden Edward Jones three. Nodding us back at 10. As Bertukin will bring it up, going up court to Bryant with Wally coming out on her. She'll shoot from there off the backboard. No good. Klitsky gets the rebound, hits Wally in transition, dribbles around Weaver, who then blocks her out of bounds, reaches behind her as she goes up, and Weaver got all ball. Out of bounds on the redhead, so Wally will take it out with 25 on the shot clock. Feeds down low to Klitsky, can't get the shot in. Tip rebound to Favilla for an 18-footer, and she hits. Favilla gives Zilla the lead back at 12-10. We only put up 3 points, though, in college play. We got 10 here the first quarter this time. Bryant drives into the key. Has it tipped away. Going to be picked up by Fiander. Fiander with Charlie in pursuit, but then she quickly passes up to Klitsky, who's able to lay it up and in for 6 points now. And they're on a 7-0 run as Weaver drives into the key. Euro steps in and with the left hand goes in and out. No good. Valadez comes down with a rebound up court to Fiander. Drives into the key, and then we got a whistle. We got a foul on the floor. And that foul is going to be on Bertukin Durand. That will be her second personal, as Emma Niemeyer will check in and spell Charlie Amick. And Fiander got sent to the bench as well. I don't know who stepped in for her. I think that might have been Angelina Buck. As Wally gives down low to Klitsky and manages to lay it in on the right block. And that's the sort of thing Klitsky's known for now. She's got 8 points. And they're in the midst of a 10-0 run as Rahima Durand will bring it up. She'll feed to Lou Weaver with Favilla out on her. Now to Bryant on the left wing with Wally coming out on her to a driving Emma Niemeyer. Can't get the shot off. Feed to Rahima. Back to Emma in the left corner. Klitsky out on her. Wants to drive baseline. And had to give the ball up, and it goes in the hands of Favilla, who then put it on the ground. Rahim is going to end up with it. Oh, wanted to feed Ayala Bryant, but instead it ends up going to I did not see who, and then they go across court, and Valadez is able to cherry-pick the bucket. It is an 11-0 run from Zilla. We had been up 10-7. Now we trail 18-10. Rahima on the right wing to Bryant. That's the sort of thing that Zilla will just kill you with. Is Durant. Bryant ends up going off of the backboard. Then Weaver goes out of bounds, puts up a three. That didn't even touch a rim as Grayson Tonne will check in and spell Ellie Andrews. 1:13 to go in the first. We trail 18-10. We were up 10-7. It's Zilla on an 11-0 run. A lot of transition buckets. They're very good at quickly breaking off the rebound, and then the ball handler will zip it down court as Valadez will walk it up. Top of the key to Klitsky. Wanted to go down low to Wally, and Grayson Tonne put a hand on it and knocked it out of bounds. So once Wally gets done dealing with her shoe, Valadez will take it out baseline. Bertukin Durand getting ready to check back in, and they're going to let her in and spell Lou Weaver. So the redhead will get a breather for the rest of the first quarter. As Valadez to Klitsky on the left wing. Swing around to Buck. Now to Valadez in the left corner for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Klitsky almost had the rebound and then lost it out of bounds. Uncharacteristic number of turnovers for Zilla. Lady Hawks doing much better on offense than we did back home at College Place earlier this month. Bryant has the ball deep on the right wing with Wally coming out on her. Now she'll give on the left wing to Emma Niemeyer. Sorry, right wing. Now in the corner to Grayson Taunt. Baseline move. Oh, nice idea. She didn't want to kick across the baseline to Bertukin, but she wasn't looking for it. 41 seconds to go in the first quarter. We trail 18-10. Whole lot different than the 31-3 we were suffering after one quarter of play back in College Place. Valadez on the right wing to Favilla with Bertukin out on her to Valadez at the top. Now top of the key to Buck, who turns around from about 14 and hits. Gets her first bucket of the game. And it's a 12-0 run. We now trail 20-10 with 19 seconds to go in the first. Rahima, she'll pull up for three. Put it up the front of the rim. No good. Scramble for the rebound. It's going to end up going out of bounds. Ooh, off Zilla. 12 seconds to go. We'll get another crack at this. So Bryant will take it out baseline. Oh, you know, we got to get moving. Gets it in low to Niemeyer, and then we got a push on Wally? No. We have a foul on Klitsky. That'll be her first personal. So Bryant will try again with 10.8 seconds from the baseline. Gives long to Emma Niemeyer, driving against Klitsky, goes up against her. Oh, that's not fair. That thing went halfway in and then dropped off. Ayala Bryant, oh, wanted to go up, got blocked by Klitsky, then goes up court, and time is going to run out. The end of the first quarter, we were up 10-8, but then Zilla goes on a 12-0 run, and they lead after one quarter play, 20-10. We'll be back with a second. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from the Yakima Valley on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of products and services to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer every time. Give security, peace of mind, and so much more with a gate from Doyle Electric. Whether you need added security for your community, home, or business, a gate will enhance your security and is convenient. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC 2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks with the ball and Carly Ray on the court to start the second quarter. And she gets the ball from Grace on time and drives down the left lane and lays it up and in. Good afternoon, Carly Ray. Nice entrance to the game. Puts an end to a 12-0 run as Buck then answers from the right wing with a Hank Ward and Edward Jones three. Bertukin up court to Carly on the right wing. Ray, oh, nice. She found Lou Weaver on the right block and lays it up and in. That brought to you by Carly Ray. I'll tell you what, Ray's making her presence felt here in the second quarter. Favilla gives to, who the heck is that? That's 34. That is Naomi Creeley who's checked in. Buck pulls up from the right wing for another three. Rebound. Knocked down by Lou Weaver. She goes behind her back, races past Favilla, drives into the key, sweeps over to Tukin. Back to Emma on the right wing for three. Off the side of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebound. It's going to be brought down by Fander. Up court to Wally. He's able to lay it up and in. See those outlet passes. They'll kill you. 25-14 Zilla. There's Weaver with Favilla giving ground. Cheats to the right. Is on the right wing to Ray. Carly. She'll then dribble in. Goes up from about 13. And unfortunately, that was an air ball. She got good look at the bucket, but was unable to make it work. Klitsky, Valadez, and Aliyah Cantu checking in for Zilla. And is that Annie Watson? I think so. Annie Watson coming to check in for Emma Niemeyer? That's right. Yep, Watson's getting out there. So Klitsky will inbound to Valadez. 6:36 to go in the half, and Lady Hawks doing much better than we did up in College Place. As Fiander tried to feed Klitsky, and it was a bad pass, and the Hawks intercepted. So Grayson Tahn will pull up on the left wing for three off the front of the rim. No good. And Fiandra will come down with a rebound. She'll then bring it up court quickly up to Valadez on the right wing. She'll pull up for three and hit. That is her second. Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. She has 8 points. 28-14. Now we're doubled up as Weaver drives pass, feeds to Bertukin in the corner, fakes the three, has to give back to Annie Watson on the right wing. She'll hand off now to Carly Ray. Swing to Bertukin on the right. Bertukin with Fiander all over her, like stink on cheese, and then Bertukin lost the ball off of her leg. Carly Amick and Isla Bryant to check in for Carly Ray and Bertukin Durant. And Cantu. When she's given the ball, there we go, she'll inbound to Valadez. Pass gets tipped, but 23, who was that? That was Braylon Waldman comes down with it. Swinger on to Valadez, then a Klitsky down low. Kick out to Waldman. Waldman to Valadez on the left wing for three. Oh, boy, Valadez. Her third, Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. And it's 31-14. You see, they'll kill you any number of different ways. They can shoot threes. Then you got Klitsky who can kill you down low. But Charlie Amick drove past Naomi Creeley and got robbed. She drove down the right block, went halfway in, and then decided not to. And then Klitsky, coming down the other way, goes right down Main Street and lays it up and in. Klitsky now with 10 points. 33-14, Grayson Tahn deep on the left wing. Klitsky's out on her. Feed Annie Watson going into the key. Feed to Bryant, then on the left wing for three. That's too long as Creeley will come down with a rebound. She'll then feed Cantu, coming up the court to Valadez. She's got to chase it down. Feed down low to Klitsky. Gets tied up by Annie Watson. Somehow gathers it back in. Shot is no good, and the rebound gets lost out of bounds off Annie Watson. Not for lack of effort from Watson. Rahima Duran to check in for the Hawks, as will Vicky Wally for Zilla. Valadez will take it out baseline. 4:39 to go in the half. We trail 33-14. Oh, down low to... Let's see, that was Braylon Waldman, who then got fouled by Charlie Amick. So Waldman will go to the line. Waldman just picked up a foul back on January 6th. She took a shot. She didn't even get to the free throw line, and she misses the first free throw. Waldman, a sophomore. Her second offering is barely off the front of the rim, and then we got a lane violation. Lane violation on College Place. I think Rahima jumped too soon, so they're going to give Waldman one more chance. And that one she hit. 34-14, Zilla. They are on a, what is that, 26-4 run as Watson has the ball on the right wing. She'll now get to Bryant. Bryant with Klitsky coming out on her. See, that's the thing. Klitsky does not play low post defense. She comes out almost in the guard slot as Weaver drives into the key. Euro steps in on the right block and lays it up and in. Lou Weaver now with 6 points as Valadez will bring it up. Weaver all over her. Give on the left wing to Cantu. Now Valadez at the top. Now to Klitsky on the left wing for three. See, that's the sort of thing. Klitsky's just absolutely murderous. She hits Hank Warden, Edward Jones, three. She now has 13 points, and she's just super hard to stop. As Bryant with the ball on the left wing, again with Klitsky coming out on her, dribble into the key to Rahima on the right wing. Rahima then driving down on Wally to Annie Watson in the left corner for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Wally will come down with a rebound. She then quickly goes at court to Klitsky, going up against Weaver, and Lou's going to block her. Lou blocks her. Bryant comes down with a rebound, and she'll feed it back to the redhead, who's coming back in the other direction. She goes past Valadez, then to Charlie Amick in the corner for three. Yeah, off the rim, no good. And then we've got a timeout. 3:21 to go in the half, and Zilla leading 37-16 up here in the Wenatchee Valley. We'll be back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from Zilla right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling is the Walla Walla Valley's one and only independent train dealer. It's hard to stop a train because train HVAC systems are built to last. Train's famous commitment to reliability is evident in every product they build, which makes peace of mind a hallmark for their customers. At American Air Heating and Cooling, the quality of train equipment is the foundation of our commitment to excellence, leading to several Best of the Best awards over the years. Visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With smartphones and the internet, auto repair information has never been more readily available for the do-it-yourselfer. At Walla Walla Transmission, we understand the pride and satisfaction that comes from maintaining and repairing your own rig. But few people have the desire to do it, not to mention the time or proper tools to get the job done. That's where we come in. We at Walla Walla Transmission want to be your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Come and see us today at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Stroh Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
Bertuk and Duran to check in after the timeout. So we got both Duran sisters out there, as well as Charlie Hamick, Ella Bryant, and Ellie Andrews. As Cantu will bring it up to Zilla. Cantu on the right wing to Wally. Wally now to Favilla at the top, swinger onto Klitsky on the left wing. Klitsky now to Cantu in the corner. She'll now come up top. Give to Wally. To Klitsky, top of the key. Quickly out to Cantu for three on the left wing. Swirls halfway in and out. No good. Scramble for the rebound. Going to be brought down by Cantu. Now to Wally at the top for three. That rattles in and out. No good. Favilla, however, comes down with the rebound. That is no good. And then Raheem and Duran's going to end up going on the deck, fighting with Wally and Waldman for the rebound. And we get a jump ball with the possession arrow favoring Zilla. So Wally will take it out baseline. Wanted to give to Waldman. It has to go long to Favilla. Now to Cantu at the top. Now Klitsky at the top of the key. Kick back out to Wally. Now Cantu. Now Wally on the right wing. Now Klitsky in the right corner. Now she then feeds Wally. Drives down the left lane. And they're going to call a blocking foul, I think, on Charlie Amick. Or maybe it's on Ayla Bryant. Yeah, it is. It's on Bryant. That'll be her second personal. So Wally will take it out baseline. And Wally waiting for something to open up. Ends up going long to Waldman. Now to Cantu on the right wing. Cantu cheating around to the top with Bertukin coming out on her. To left wing, Favilla. Favilla, one dribble. Wally at the top. Wally to Waldman on the right wing. Wants to give to Klitsky. Bryant's going to step in and poke it away and then be picked up by Raheem Duran. Now Bertukin will bring it up. Bertukin moving to the right. Gives the top to Ellie Andrews. She'll turn around and pull up for three. Off the front of the rim, no good. Cantu will come down with a rebound, tied up by the Duran sisters. Now she'll swing around, wait for the traffic to pass. Give on the right wing to Klitsky. Klitsky dribbling to the top. Cross court to Waldman. Now to Wally at the top. Now Klitsky, top of the key. Klitsky back out to Wally. Now to Klitsky. Almost had it stolen by Raheem, who wants to drive into Wally on the left wing for three. Swirls in and out, no good. Long rebound's going to be lost out of bounds. Same last touch by Raheem and Duran. Angelina Buck to check in to spell Waldman. So Cantu will take it out at the end of the College Place bench. 1:42 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail 37-16. Buck, Cantu in the corner, working on Ellie Andrews, dribbling to the top. Now on the left wing, Wally. Wally, one dribble to Buck on the right wing. And we got three in the key. Got a holding foul. And they're saying that's on Ayla Bryant. That'll be her third personal. And Bryant going, what did I do? Where was I? How did that happen? Sam and Niemeyer now going to check in and spell Bryant. And she'll have the unenviable task of trying to guard Klitsky down low. And we're going to have a timeout with 1:32 to go in the half. And again, Zilla up 37-16, back in 30 seconds from the Yakima Valley. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
1:32 to go in the half. Lady Hawks trail 37-16. Klitsky has the ball on the right wing for the Leopards. Now at the top to Buck. Now on the right wing to Wally. Wally, a couple of dribbles to Buck in the key. Goes up against Emma Niemeyer, and from about 10 feet, Buck manages to hit it. Buck now with 7 points as Bertukin will bring it up. You know, gives to Rahima Duran in the left corner, and they're going to call Bertukin for a carry. So Cantu will bring up, coming up on 60 seconds to go in the half. On the left wing to Buck. Now back to Cantu at the top of the key. Now to Buck. Now down low to Klitsky. Backing down on Niemeyer. Right-handed scoop shot. Swirls in and out. No good. Durand, Bertukin, that is, will come down with the rebound. She'll then feed Charlie. 48 seconds to go. She drives right down Main Street, but it swirls in and out. No good. Man, they vacated the key. And Charlie had that, took that unexpected gift and quite didn't know quite how to finish it. As Favilla has the ball on the right wing. She'll now give to Buck at the top with Rahima coming out on her. Now to Wally on the left wing. Now Buck at the top. Down low to Klitsky. Got behind Emma Niemeyer and was able to lay it up and in. Klitsky, man. Deadly. 20 seconds left in the half. Up court to Emma. She drives past Klitsky. Goes up and is blocked out of bounds by Klitsky. Valadez and June Fiander to check back in for Zilla as Klitsky and Wally will go to the bench. That's just 13 seconds left, however. Ellie Andrews will take it out baseline. Feed Charlie in the right corner. Swing around to Bertukin on the right wing. Coming up on 10 seconds to Ellie. Step back three from the right wing. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Valadez will come down with a rebound. 3 seconds. Quickly up court to Buck. Left wing three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And at halftime, we didn't have it quite as effective for us as we did in the first quarter. We put up 6 points, and Zilla leads us 41-16 at halftime. We'll be back with totals and a first-half breakdown when we return from the Yakima Valley. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
3 out of 4 people who are acquiring a dog desire a puppy, but don't overlook adult dogs that may be unwanted or those among the many animals available through local shelters and purebred rescue organizations. Adult dogs are usually housebroken and are accustomed to a less rigorous feeding schedule than a puppy. Plus, adult dogs will require less of your energy to make them part of your family. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. Whether you're from Walla Walla or wherever you call home, simply call, click, or stop in to schedule your $99 diagnosis. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good. You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Back here live in the Yakima Valley at halftime, the Lady Hawks trail Zilla 41-16. We did at one point lead 10-6, and then they went on 12-0 run to close out the first quarter. And the second quarter, we got outscored 21-6, and we were comfortably behind. to the tune of 41-16. I just have to comment before I get to a scoring summary. They've got the Junior Leopard Cheer Squad out here. These are a host of girls ranging from preschool, I'd guesstimate, till about third grade. There must be 85 girls out here following the Zilla cheer team right now. It's so, and they're all in pink Z shirts. It's one of the cutest things you've ever seen. So let's see. Let's go ahead and look at a scoring summary. And for the Zilla Leopards, Braylon Waldman with 1 point. Paige Favilla tasked primarily with guarding Lou Weaver with 2 points, as does June Fiander with 2 points. Vicky Wally with 3 points. And then you have Bella Valadez, 11 points. Three of them bombs from downtown. And McKenna Klitsky leading all scorers on the court with 15 points. She had 8 in the first quarter. She had 1 bomb, but the bulk of her buckets have been coming down low. Combination transition buckets, half-court offense buckets down low. McKenna Klitsky is the real deal, and she is tough to contain. For the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray with 2 points, Bertukin Duran with 2 points, Ellie Andrews with 3, Charlie Amick with 3, and Lou Weaver leading all Lady Hawks on the court with 6 points. We kind of knew coming in that this was going to be tough. And Zilla was in the doldrums offensively to start the game and giving us some possible hope that we could get into. I mean, we're outscored 31-3 in the first quarter back home on January 6th. And so this one, we're up 10-6 in the first quarter and going, this might look a little bit different. But then they started in particular scoring transition buckets on us. Zilla is so good at getting the rebound down low, and then they quickly will look up court, and they get folks break into the bucket immediately. And the folks who get the rebounds, they know how to throw the dime down the court. And I want to estimate they've probably gotten 16 points off of us on transition buckets along those lines. And then if you add the fact that someone like Klitsky can very easily run the half-court offense down low in the post, and it is difficult. For us to guard. Bryant has probably had the best success, but then Bryant is also sacrificing, I think, 4 inches to Klitsky. So Klitsky's just a handful. If you can find a way to stop her, and in particular stopping Valadez, who not only helps start the half-court offense, but can hit from downtown, if we can find a way to stop those two and get our guards loose, but we got some half-court offense going on a number of different occasions, getting the ball down to the low post person, and they're able to easily lay it up and in. So if we can keep doing that and then find some way to defend Klitsky, a very tall order. Might conceivably at least play for pride here. I'm not sure anyone is necessarily expecting with number one RPI-ranked Zilla Leopards, so we're going to steal one from them on their home court. And with regards to those standings, we're going to take another break. When we come back, we'll have the SCAC standings and other games that have occurred this week and what's coming up next week as the regular season will come to a close next week. We're at halftime here at Zilla Middle School, and Lady Hawks trail the Lady Leopards 41-16. We'll be back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM, KGDC2.
KHSS2 94.1 is Walla Walla's Classic FM. If you're a classical music lover, there's now another choice on the dial that airs gorgeous classical music, honest-to-goodness news, and interesting daily features that will help you love your country a little more and come to a greater appreciation of God's creation. We conceived of Walla Walla's Classic FM way back in 2016, and it's finally here at 94.1 on your FM dial. So give Walla Walla's Classic FM a try. I think you'll enjoy the experience.
Are you worried about the security of your home mailbox? Or maybe having trouble with porch pirates? Consider renting a private mailbox. At Walla Walla's Postal Annex, we rent 3 sizes of private mailboxes that will fit any need and any budget. Rest a little easier by letting us provide a secure place for your mail and packages when you are not home. Check out a private mailbox at Postal Annex today. We're in the Plaza Way Shopping Center, Walla Walla.
At Les Schwab, we've been changing the tire game for more than 70 years. We design our own exclusive tires to give you more tires made for the roads you drive, less compromise. All backed by America's best tire warranty included in every tire we sell. It's more unbeatable tire warranty, less charging you extra, like the other guys. It's all about you getting more from less. Stop by or book an appointment at leschwab.com.
1735 Southeast Meadowbrook in College Place.
Are you still relying on your 401k as your retirement plan? It's time to rethink that strategy. At Hafen Financial, we specialize in retirement plans that go beyond 401ks to eliminate the guesswork. Each plan is customized to provide you the peace of mind you deserve in your retirement years. Call Dee Dee Hafen for your free evaluation at 529-9645. Investment advisory and financial planning services offered through Advisory Alpha, LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance, coaching, and education services offered through Hafen Financial, a separate and unaffiliated entity from Advisory Alpha, LLC.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
So I mentioned earlier in the halftime that it started out with having like 85 young girls out there, ranging from preschool to maybe third grade, working in conjunction with the Zilla cheer team, putting on a cheer routine for everyone. And then there was this, they got done with their routine, and then there's this massive exodus of so many people leaving gym, and it's the parents of all those girls. They came and saw what they wanted to see. They didn't necessarily want to focus so much on the Zilla Leopard basketball team so much as their girls participating in the cheer activity. Let's go ahead and take a look at the SCAC standings, and this Zilla team continues to honker atop. They're 14-0, 17-2 overall. Last I checked, they're still number one in RPI. Followed by Wapato at 11-2, then Royal at 10-3. We will be on the road to Royal City to close out the regular season next Friday. Then Cashmere in fourth place at 9-5, the Natchez Valley Rangers at 7-6, and then Kybee at 5-9. Zilla, Wapato, Royal, Cashmere, and Natchez Valley are all pretty comfortably in playoffs. I suppose it might be mathematically possible for the Eagles to catch Kybee. Even then, I think it might be too late for the Eagles as well. So I think Kybee does have that sixth slot. Okay, my phone is doing bizarro things. There we are. So let's go ahead and take a look at the scores from this week. Last night, while College Place was duking it out with Kybee, Zilla went to Natchez Valley and abused the Rangers to the tune of 71-25. And then Waluk went to Wapato and got equally badly treated. Wapato beating the Lady Warriors 63-20. We will be back home to host Waluk on Tuesday. And right now, Connell is up in Mattawa taking on Waluk. Royal is in Natchez Valley taking on the Rangers. And Cashmere is hosting the Wapato Wolfpack. Next week, closing things out on Tuesday. Again, as mentioned, Waluk will be at College Place. Zilla will be hosting Wapato. Royal will be in Benton City to take on Kybee. And Connell will be hosting Natchez Valley. And finally, ending things on Friday, we'll be on the road to Royal to close out the regular season. Cashmere will be in Mattawa to take on Waluk. Wapato will be hosting Natchez Valley. And Kybee will be at Connell. Lady Hawks, I believe, will have the ball to start the second half. Just waiting for the clock to wind down. As both teams, both teams putting their starting five out there. Yep, and we're ready to go to start the second half. So Bertukin will inbound to Lou Weaver, who got an extended breather at the end of the second quarter. Working on Fiander, gives on the right wing to Bryant. And Bryant's with Wally on her. He'll have to put it on the ground. Now Valadez is going to pick her up. Still working on the right wing. She's going to drive into the key. Kicks out to Lou Weaver on the right corner for three. Looks good, but it's swirled halfway in and out. No good. And Fiander, Angelina Buck tips the ball to herself. Up court then to Wally. Bounce pass down to Fiander. She gets cut off. She finally did manage to drive in. Shot ends up being no good, but then Klitsky elbows someone out of the way for the rebound and the putback. That was an offensive foul. As Weaver goes up court to Charlie Yamick on left wing for three, off the back of the rim, no good. Rebound. So Valadez, then down low to Wally, got behind everybody, able to lay it up and in. They find the open man down low. 45-60, Zilla. Since then, we've been outscored 39-6 as Bryant puts the ball on the ground, ended up losing it, and Wally's going to pick up the loose ball. She then goes up court to Valadez and bounce pass to Klitsky on the right block, lays it up and in. And we're going to have a timeout with 6:41 to go in the third, and Lady Hawks trailing by 31, 41-16. Back in 60 seconds up here in the Yakima Valley, you're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from Zilla right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
If you own a business in Walla Walla, there's no better place for an office than Walla Walla's award-winning downtown. If you need a small office or perhaps a suite of two or three, we have some Class A office space available in the heart of Walla Walla's downtown. These offices are located in a tastefully renovated historic building on Main Street and include amenities such as cable TV and high-speed internet. Prices start at less than $400 per month. For more information, please call us at 386-7117 or email us at comments@kgdcradio.com.
Why is Carrier Equipment from Grassy Refrigeration such a great choice for your heating and cooling needs? There's a lot of reasons. We've been in business since 1958. Our technicians are highly trained and experienced. We install top-of-the-line equipment from Carrier. And we provide a full range of HVAC services, including plant maintenance, repairs, and air quality improvement. Plus, friendly service is always guaranteed at Grassy Refrigeration. Turn to the experts. Call Grassy today at 529-9700. That's 529-9700.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lou Weaver will bring it up after the timeout. Going to be met by Favilla on the right wing now to Bertukin. Bertukin dribbling to the top to Charlie on the left wing. Amick driving in. Got a pull back out. Now she'll hand off to Bertukin. 12 on the shot clock. Bertukin with Buck coming out on her to Charlie Amick for an NBA three off the front of the rim. No good. And Favilla will come down the rebound, hand off to Buck. Buck coming up on the left wing to, that is Fiander, with Lou coming out on her to Favilla. Swing around to Buck at the top. Down low to Klitsky, backing down on Charlie Amick. Oh, she fed Fiander down low. Her lay-in is no good. Gets her own rebound, then gets tied up by, nope, muscles it away from Charlie to Klitsky. Swing around to, who the heck is that? Oh, that, sorry, that was Klitsky. I apologize. To Buck, drives down the left lane. Lane is no good, but Klitsky is there for the offensive rebound. That putback does manage to drop. Klitsky now with 21 points. 49-16. Weaver on the left wing to Charlie. Oh, man. Oh, no. Klitsky will block that. She's then going to drive in. Right-handed scoop shot swirls in and out. No good. Klitsky will come down with the rebound. Yeah, she drove down left block. Good penetration, just couldn't make the shot drop. Fiander has the ball on the left wing. Almost got pilfered by Weaver. Going to feed Buck on the right wing for three and hits Angelina Buck with her second Hank Warden Edward Jones three. And Weaver with Favilla coming out on her. Oh, goes down low to Ellie Andrews. Cherry picking. Oh, she can't finish it, though, as Fiander comes down with the rebound, and we're going to get a jump ball. That will be Zilla basketball. And we're going to have a line change. We've got Naomi Creeley, Braylon Waldman. Someone else came in. Oh, Aaliyah Cantu. All checking in for Zilla. And it'll be Cantu who will bring it up. Cantu with Rahima Duran, who's checked in, coming out on her on the right wing, I think, to Favilla. I'm screen. Yeah, it's Favilla. Hand off to Creeley. Swing around to Wally on the right wing. Wally wanting to drive in, pulling back out to Waldman at the top with Grayson Tan coming out on her. Left wing, Favilla. Favilla to Wally, wanting to drive down left. Going to get cut off. Going to feed Creeley. Drives down Main Street and lays it up and in. Creeley with her first bucket of the game. As Bertukin will walk it up on the right wing to Rahima. Rahima driving against Wally almost. And she tried to go up and is going to end up getting fouled. I think they're going to call that foul on the floor, though. As Wally will pick up her first personal. No, they're going to say Rahima was in the act of shooting. Good job. So this is actually our first trip to the charity stripe. Rahima Duran, one quick dribble and nails it. As I recall, she's pretty reliable from the line. Klitsky now will check back in for Wally. And that is quite the change. Wally with 5 points. Klitsky with 22 as Rahim hits the second. Making it 54-18 Zilla as Cantu will bring it up for the Leopards. Cantu
Oh, gets all. Yep, Raheem is going to pick her pocket, and Raheem is then wants to go up court and then tosses the ball away as Cantu will pick it up, and oh, she's traveling, but they're going to call a grabbing foul. Oh, they're saying that foul's on Raheem Durand. Okay. So, who is that? That is Valadez, who's checked back in. Will dribble to the left. Oh, and get Raheem is going to pick her pocket. And Valadez just gives up, and Raheem is going to go all the way and lay it up and in. It was Raheem's defense. Oh, and then Grace Anton's going to steal the inbounds. She fights to get it and feeds up to Raheem, who then goes up and gets blocked out of bounds by Klitsky. As Klitsky and Valadez now going to go to the bench, being spelled by Fiander and Angelina Buck. Yeah. So Bertukin will take it out baseline. And gives down low to Bryant, working on Waldman. She shoots over Waldman. Hello, man. Bryant with a fadeaway from about 18 feet, and it was nothing but net. Ayla Bryant. Kind of spotty from perimeter, but sometimes she will hit as Fiander working at the top, still working with Raheem Durand all over her. Now to Fiander, hand off to Buck. Buck working on the left, can't make it work to Waldman. Now back to Fiander on the right wing, 12 on the shot clock. Driving pass goes down, got blocked by Grace Lenton, who then picked up the loose ball. Oh, man, but she stepped on the baseline. Wally will check back in for Zilla and spell Waldman. Great play, though, by Grayson Tom to block that shot and almost got her own rebound as Buck feeds to Fiander on baseline and then wanted to feed Creeley, and the pass was too high. And Durand will pick up the loose ball. Now Cantu can check in for Zilla. On the left wing to Annie Watson. Watson to a driving Bryant, trying to back down against two. Got to feed back to Watson, now to Rahima. Swing around to Bertukin. Right corner three. Yeah! Bertukin Durand! With a Hank Warden, Edward Jones three. Lady Hawks cut the deficit to 30 as Wally wants to drive in and said she got kick out to Buck at the top for three. Oh, that one is no good. Fiander, however, sky for the rebound. She'll feed back to Buck. Driving down the left lane. Left-handed scoop shot is no good. Bertukin Durand will come up with a rebound. And Bertukin coming up the court. Now feed on the left wing, Garrison Ton. Ton. Oh, to a driving Bryant. Lay-in is too strong, but Bertukin now will come down with a rebound. She'll then feed Raheema, who has it swirl halfway in and out from 10 feet. Ton gets the rebound. That putback is no good. Now Wally's going to get the rebound. She's going to feed Favilla in transition. Drive down the right block and lay it up and in. And then we're going to have a timeout on the floor. 2:01 to go in the third. Lady Hawks trail 56-24. Back in 30 seconds from the Yakima Valley, you're listening to College Place Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Hopper Specialty Meats is Walla Walla's newest retail butcher shop. We specialize in traditional smoked meats, bacon, ham, jerky, and fresh sausages, all made in-house with our own spice blends and smoked in our state-of-the-art smokehouse. Hopper Specialty Meats draws from American and Northern European traditions. We make classic charcuterie and old-world sausage with real wood smoke. If you really want to know how the sausage is made, well, our cutting room is visible right from the retail shop. Hopper Specialty Meats, 930 West Rose Street, Walla Walla.
You're listening to 102.3 FM, KGDC2, Walla Walla.
2:01 to go in the third. And Lady Hawks trail by 32 to number one ranked Zilla. As Raheem Durand will bring it up. And she'll give on the right wing to Bryant. Bryant looking for a breaker to get free. Now she's working on Valadez, wants to drive down right baseline and can't. Now she's going to be tied up. You're going to have to get the, watch it. Ends up putting the ball, what? That ball was off Valadez, but they're saying it's off Bryant. There's a ref here who's making some interesting calls. As Klitsky, who's checked in, will feed it to Valadez. Valadez working on Raheem Durand, drives into the key, scoops it in, ends up being no good, but they're going to say she got fouled in the act of shooting. Lou Weaver getting ready to check in. Having been fouled by Bertukin Durand, that'll be her third personal. And so Valadez will go to the line for two. It's her first time to the charity stripe. Leopards are 2-for-6. They've got 3-for-7. Charlie Amick will also check in, as Bertukin Durand and Ayla Bryant will go to the bench. Valadez, three dribbles and hits that one. Valadez now with 13 points. And the Leopards up by 34, 58-24. Weaver driving in on she puts the spin move on Vicky Wally and is able to lay it up and in. Quickly up court to Cantu, now to Klitsky at the top of the key. She'll swing out to, that is Wally. Oh, and then she wanted to feed Valadez, and Rahima Duran's going to get another steal. She steps into the passing lane, goes up court to Charlie Amick. She pulls up on the left wing with Cantu coming out on her. Now she'll dribble to the top, now to Grayson Tan on the right with Klitsky coming out on her. Now to Lou Weaver at the top with Valadez guarding her. Now Rahima on, nope, it's going to be Lou trying to drive in. Drives past that, drives past Wally. Her shot on the right block is no good, but she earned her way to the line. So Wally will pick up the foul. That'll be her second personal, and Lou Weaver to the line. This is her first trip. Lady Hawks 2-for-2. Rahima Duran going 2-for-2 earlier this quarter. And Weaver making it 3-for-3. As Waldman will check in for Wally. And the redhead giving the ball back, two quick dribbles, hunkers, fires, money. Lady Hawks 4-for-4 from the line, but we trail by 30, 58-28. Valadez quickly up court to Waldman on the left corner. Now back to Valadez on the left wing for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Grayson Tan will leap for the rebound. She'll feed Weaver the redhead, under 3 seconds to go here in the third quarter. Annie Watson on the left wing for a long two. Ends up missing, and Valadez will come up with the rebound. Feeds Klitsky in transition. Down the right block, lays it up and in. Klitsky, 23 points. Rahima with 10 seconds to go on the left wing to Charlie Amick. Charlie, 6 seconds to go. She'll step up for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. Klitsky will come down with the rebound. And Grayson Tan's not going to allow her to do an outlet pass. But the third quarter will come to an end. And still, it is pretty much all Zella. Leopard, 23. We'll be back with a basketball from Death Valley on 102.3 FKGDC2.
The cold weather is here. Stock up on winter products from L&G Ranch Supply in Walla Walla, like stock tank heaters for the animals. For pets, find heated beds and bowls. Look for in-store specials on Science Diet brand pet food. For you or as a gift, find tough, insulated Carhartt bibs, jackets, and a full line of winter work gloves. Get rid of ice on driveways and sidewalks with True Value brand ice melt. Shop L&G Ranch Supply for winter products today. Your local True Value store on East Isaacs Avenue in Walla Walla, L&G Ranch Supply.
Do you want to know what's really going on in the Walla Walla Valley? Today's Union Bulletin offers you more ways to stay connected with your community, in print, on the web, or on social media. And now, a full print replica edition is available online for subscribers. Now publishing for more than 150 years, the Union Bulletin is proud to support our communities with local, independent journalism. Support your home team community newspaper. Visit union-bulletin.com today.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Lady Hawks trail 60-28 after three quarters of play, and we'll have the ball to start the fourth as Weaver inbound to Ellie Anders, then give it back to the redhead. As Favilla will come out on Lou, she works on the right now with Favilla coming out on her to Charlie Amick at the top with Klitsky on her. Charlie's going to come driving on. Oh, she lost the handle on her dribble. She had Klitsky beat. As Buck will check in and spell Klitsky. And Waldman will inbound to Cantu. Cantu with Charlie coming out on her on the left wing to Favilla. Now to Creeley, back to Favilla, swinging around to the top to Waldman on the right wing in the corner to Cantu. Cantu with Charlie coming out on her. Now at the top, Buck. Oh, passes tipped by Creeley. She feeds back to Buck coming down the right lane and lays it up and in. Angelina Buck. Now 12 points. And Lou will bring it up with Favilla coming out on her. On the right wing to Rahima Duran, working on Cantu, feeding to a driving Charlie, going up against Favilla. Puts it off the right block. Shot ends up being no good, but Charlie earned her way to the line as Favilla is going to pick up her first person. Charlie to the line for two. She's got 3 points so far. Emma Niemeyer to check in. Charlie, one quick dribble, and then she hunkers and rolls it home. So Niemeyer will spell Rahima Durand. And I'll give the ball back to Charlie. Charlie, one dribble. Puts that off the front of the rim, no good. Scramble for the rebounds, going to end up going on the deck, and we're going to have a jump ball as Grayson Tan ends up tying up Fiander for it. Man, Grayson Tan hustles. Not that the other girls don't, but there's something about her. She just, like, throws her whole body into things as Fiander will come up on the right, drive down the right lane, and lay-in ends up being no good. Tip rebound going to be hauled down by Waldman. Waldman back out to Cantu. Now to Creeley, back out to Waldman at the top to Buck. Fakes the three, drives left on Grayson Tan and scoops it in on the left block. This is Angelina Buck. 64-29. Wally getting ready to check back in for Zilla. Weaver putting a move on Fiander. Kick out to Charlie in the corner for three. She'll put it up off the side of the rim. No good. Grayson Tan will then hustle for the rebound, and it ends up going out of bounds. They're going to say last touch by Angelina Buck as Wally will spell Fiander. And so Weaver with 28 on the shot clock will take it out baseline. And, well, wanted to give to Emma Niemeyer in and then getting tipped out of bounds by Waldman. So Weaver will take it out baseline again. And Weaver waiting for something to open up. Oh, you got to hurry. All right, nope, wanted to get it to Charlie, and instead Cantu stepped in and stole it. Now she's going to feed up court to Creeley with Grayson Tan in pursuit. And she ends up putting a shot down the right baseline, ends up being no good. Buck will come down with the rebound, feed back out to Cantu on the left wing. Now to Wally, drives into the key, goes up against Emma Niemeyer. Shot is no good. I think they're going to call a foul on Ellie Andrews. Yeah. Ellie will pick up her first personal. And that will send Wally to the line. Yep. Wally, one for two so far this afternoon. She has 5 points. And that'll make it six. As Valadez will spell Creeley. And her second free throw is also good. Hmm. 66-29 Zilla, coming up on 6 minutes to go in the game. Tan with the ball on the left wing. She'll feed to Emma Niemeyer at the top. She does that head fake of hers, then tries down to drive the left lane. I think they're going to call a foul on Valadez, though. Yeah. Yep. Valadez will pick up her first personal, and all of a sudden Klitsky, you know, will check in for her. So Ellie Andrews will take it out baseline with Buck in her face. Get to Lou in the corner. To Tan at the top. To Ellie at the top working on Buck. Step back three, and she stepped back too far. She ended up putting up a air ball, and Cantu will pick up the rebound. Oh, down low to Klitsky, whose defender forgot about her, and Klitsky easily lays it up and in. She gets her first bucket of the fourth quarter. And so Weaver will bring it up, and we're on the verge of a running clock as we're going to have a line change. We're going to take everybody out. Let's get the ball to Andrews. Now in the corner to Charlie Amick. Charlie driving into the key, puts up a shot off the front of the rim, no good. Tan is there for the offensive rebound. That putback is no good. Ends up tipping the rebound to Charlie Amick, who unfortunately loses the ball out of bounds as she's being harassed by Cantu. The Durand sisters, Ella Bryan, Annie Watson, and Carly Ray all checking in for College Place. And Cantu and someone else ended up going to the bench for Zilla. They have the starting five out there? Except for Favilla, yes they do. Everyone except Wally. They've got their starting five. Oh, no, Wally's out there too. I'm confused. As Fiander will work on, unless she'll end up driving down the left block off Raheem Bryant, goes Fiander, and she lays it up and in for her second bucket of the game. Coming up on 5 minutes to go, and now we do have a running clock as Bertukin Duran has the ball in the corner, goes up high to Carly Ray, and ends up having it stolen by Fiander. Now Fiander will pull up. And driving down against Rahima. Now it's going to come back around to the left on the left wing to Buck. Buck at the top will step back for three. Off the back of the rim, no good. And Bryant will pull the rebound down. Creeley to check in for Zilla as Bertukin feeds to Rahima in the right corner for three. Off the back of the rim, good. Annie Watson will come down with the rebound. She'll feed back to Bryant to Bertukin on the left wing for three. Bertukin to win with a Hank Warren Edward Jones three. Her second of the game. But it's 70-32. As we're going to have a timeout with 4:14 to go in the game. And Zilla in command by 38. We'll be back with more from the Yakima Valley. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
As a KGDC listener, you already know about our efforts to redeem the culture with top-quality news talk programs and the finest radio features like Breakpoint and the Focus on the Family Minute. If you're a business owner as well, consider advertising on KGDC 1320 AM and 92.9 FM and KGDC 2 102.3 FM. Sponsoring our exclusive football coverage for the Wahai Blue Devils, the College Place Hawks, and the DeSales Fighting Irish will grow your business. To learn more, call 386-7117. That's 386-7117.
Doyle Electric delivers an amazing range of services and products to the Walla Walla Valley. Doyle Electric's five divisions all strive to satisfy every customer, every time. Doyle's experienced pump and motor staff services and sells pumps and motors, from large irrigation to domestic systems, along with water purification and conditioning setups for healthier, better-tasting water for you and your family. The best products and service. Doyle Electric. We care about your safety.
You're listening to 102.3 FM KGDC2 Walla Walla.
Valadez gets the ball down low to Fiander, gets cut off by Rahima, kicks back out to Valadez. Now Fiander has it from about 14 in the key. That shot is no good. Creeley will come down with a rebound. That's no good, but then Klitsky is there for the offensive rebound and put back. Here's the terrifying thing to consider about Zilla. They don't have a senior on the court. They have two seniors, and neither of them have seen any action. They're going to return everybody next year. It's horrifying. Carly Ray, oh, head fakes Klitsky. Then feeds to Bryant in the corner for three. That ends up being an air ball, but then Durand, Rahima, gets the rebound, goes up, and gets fouled by Wally. Wally will pick up her third personal, and Rahima Durand, who is 2 for 2, 4 points so far this afternoon, will shoot two. And she's pretty much cash money from the line. As Cantu will spell Creeley, and Buck, I believe, spelled Wally as well. Rahima, spin, dribble, barely puts that one off the front of the rim, though, as Fiander will come down with a rebound. On the right wing to Valadez, now at the top to Buck. Buck on the left wing to Fiander, to Klitsky at the top of the key, back to Buck. Buck dribbling at the top. Oh, she then fed. Who was that? Yeah, that was Buck down on the baseline. It was Fiander. And Buck with her share of points. To Rahima has the ball at the top of Buck working on her. And I don't know who Rahima was looking for, but it was to the invisible girl as the Lady Hawks turned ball over. So Fiander inbound to Valadez. And Valadez will very leisurely walk it up. Feed to Fiander on the left wing. Now to Buck at the top. Right wing, Valadez. Valadez to Klitsky. Back out to Valadez on the right wing for three. She stepped into it and she nailed it. Valadez with her fourth. Hank Ward and Edward Jones, three. And we trail 77-33. And Zilla just beats up on people. Rahima on the left wing to Annie Watson. Annie, waiting for a breaker, is now going to have to put it on the ground. On the right wing to Rahima Durand with Buck coming out. Nope, that's Fiander coming out on her to Rahima. Rahima loses Buck to Watson, puts the ball off Klitsky's feet, out to Rahima on the right wing to Ayala Bryant. She's got to turn around and shoot because we're running under a shot clock violation. Valadez will come up with a rebound. Valadez on the left wing to Buck. Back to Valadez at the top. Valadez now to Fiander on the right. Now scoop to Klitsky, ends up having it poked away by Carly Ray, and then Rahima Durand bumped into Fiander, and is going to end up picking up her second personal. So Buck will take it out far sideline as we're 118 and counting with a running clock. To Klitsky in the right corner, drives past Carly Ray, and then shoots off the right block. Ends up being no good, but Carly's going to get a foul called. She picks up her first personal, and they'll send Klitsky to the line. She is, if she has a hole in her game, she's 0 for 2 from the line. And, of course, she hits that one. It's just terrifying to consider that Zilla is just running a bunch of sophomores and juniors out there. Mainly juniors, but Klitsky's junior. She hits the second. And she'll then be spelled by Favilla with 104 to go in the game. All smiles as she goes to the bench with 27 points. Rahima has the ball at the top working on Angelina Buck. Now to Ray. Also at the top with Valadez coming out on her. Ray bounced pass to Bertukin, crossed to Rahima, had to go high to get it, and in the corner to Ayla Bryant. Ayla, driving into the key, puts up from about 12 and banks it home. Right in the middle of the key was Ayla Bryant, getting her second bucket of the game, coming up on 30 seconds to go in the game. 23 on the shot clock. Oh, got the ball down low to Buck. Driving down the right lane, Bryant put her hands up and is going to be called for the foul. Bryant with four personal fouls and Angelina Buck to the line. She has yet to go to the line. This is her first trip. 18 seconds to go. Hawks trail now 80 to 35 as Buck hits the first. With CeCe Perks and Harper Amick now checking in, spelling Carly Ray and Annie Watson. Buck puts that up the front of the rim, no good, and Bryant will pull down the rebound. She'll go across court to Bertukin, up court to Rahima. Rahima dribbling to the top, feed to Harper Amick. She'll pull up for three off the front of the rim, no good, and Buck will come down with the rebound. She'll feed to Valadez, and they'll just hang on to it, and that will do it. So the Lady Hawks come up to the Yakima Valley, rather, and get handed it to them by the Zilla Leopards to the tune of 80. To 35. We'll be back with totals and what's coming up next for the Lady Hawks here from the Yakima Valley. Back with more. You're listening to Lady Hawk Basketball from the Yakima Valley on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
American Air Heating and Cooling was started by Walla Walla native Dan Reiner out of his garage in 2015. Ever since, American Air has enjoyed a booming rate of referrals from our customer base. Our American Air crew is the new generation, the new face of heating and cooling in our valley. We install high-quality, dependable, and efficient heating and air conditioning equipment. We are your one and only independent train dealer in the Walla Walla Valley. It's hard to stop a train. To learn more, visit us online at wallawallaair.com.
With the out-of-this-world cost of new and high-quality used vehicles these days, you want your current rig to run as long as possible. Walla Walla Transmission is standing by and ready to help. The secret to keeping your vehicle in tip-top shape and avoiding costly repair bills is preventative maintenance. Preventative maintenance ensures your safety and that of your family. Reliability, contentment, peace of mind. Get on a regular maintenance schedule at Walla Walla Transmission, just north of West Rose Street at 204 Bennett, Walla Walla.
At Pocket iNet, we've made it our mission to deliver fast, safe, and reliable internet service to rural communities throughout the heart of the Columbia Basin. Our local network of service specialists means our customers are never far away from personal or telephone support. If you'd like to learn how we can keep your home or business connected, visit us at pocketinet.com or call 509-526-5026 today.
Trustworthy, ethical, honest. These are important words when you're choosing your home services company. Hi, I'm Terry from Total Comfort Solutions, and at Total Comfort Solutions, these words are part of our core values and something we represent in every communication and service we have with you, our customer. So if you're in need of heating, air conditioning, or plumbing services, you can be sure we are striving to provide the best possible customer experience. Visit us on the web at comfortrightdayornight.com. Total Comfort Solutions, one less thing to worry about.
Listen to Hawks Radio on the internet at kgdcradio.com.
So the Lady Hawks, coming off a tough loss against Kai B, then come up to Zilla and face the number one ranked Leopards. And the Lady Hawks played them a little bit tough in the first quarter, leading at 1.10-6, but then Zilla goes on a 12-0 run. And they end up pulling away from us 80-35. Lady Hawks going to fall to 2-12 on the season. And they're going to have one more home game. That's going to be Tuesday against the Waluk Warriors, a team we beat earlier this season. Let's take a look at the unofficial scoring summary. First, for the host Zilla Leopards, you got Braylon Waldman with 1 point, Naomi Creeley with 2 points, June Fiander and Paige Villa each with 4 points, Vicky Wally with 7 points, and then you have Bella Valadez with 16 points, Angelina Bucks, Valadez 16 points, Angelina Bucks 17 points, and Makina Klitsky, this 6 foot junior wing forward, leading all scorers on the court, 29 points. For the Lady Hawks, Carly Ray with 2 points, Ellie Andrews with 3, Charlie Amick with 4, Rahima Duran with 5, Bertukin Duran with 8 points, including 2 threes. So it's nice to see her hitting from downtown. And Lou Weaver leading all Lady Hawk scorers on the court with 10 points. So once again, your next broadcast will be, what is that, 5:45 from College Place on Tuesday, senior night. So we'll be honoring all the senior players. Make sure either tune in for that or, better yet, actually be there to show your support both for the Lady Hawks and for their seniors this Tuesday against Waluk. Again, that broadcast slated to start at 5:45. We will see you then. But don't change that dial, as they say in old school radio. The boys are coming up next. You've been listening to College Boys Lady Hawk Basketball right here on 102.3 FM KGDC2.
Many people want to reward their pets by giving them treats. The problem is we give too many treats composed of the wrong foods and for the wrong reasons. Take chocolate, for instance. A chemical found in chocolate can be toxic to dogs. In fact, it's best to avoid giving your pets any candy at all. Try substituting raw fruits or vegetables next time you're wanting to reward your pet with a treat. This message is brought to you by the Animal Clinic East, serving the Walla Walla Valley's small animal veterinary medical needs.
Hi, this is Sarah Ricks, Service Director of Walla Walla Toyota. We're always looking for ways to stand out from the competition and deliver an unmatched experience for every customer. Starting now, the diagnostic charge for all Toyotas is just $99. That's right, only $99. And as always, enjoy fresh baked cookies, popcorn, and our custom coffee selections while you're here. So schedule today or just stop by. Walla Walla Toyota, Wilbur and Melrose, Walla Walla's Eastgate.
The new DQ Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal has everything you could want and more. First, there's the juicy cheeseburger that comes with melty cheese and crunchy crispy onions. Oh, and a full-size order of fries and a drink and a sundae. And did we mention that it's all just $7 at participating DQ locations? Enjoy every and with the new Crispy Onion Cheeseburger $7 meal deal. Here for a limited time right now at DQ. We're happy. Tastes good.
Listening to classical music on the radio is almost a religious experience. For far too long, however, the only way to experience classical music on the radio was via NPR. KHSS2 94.1 FM changes all of that. Walla Walla's Classic FM brings you beautiful classical music, real news at the top of every hour, and daily features that are uplifting and informative. KHSS2 Classic FM will change the way you listen to the radio. Check out Walla Walla's Classic FM at 94.1 on your FM dial.